What's up, everybody? Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood confidence guru. And today, we're diving into something super powerful, practicing gratitude and appreciation in our daily lives. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing the next thing, always looking forward instead of savoring the present moment? Yeah, I get it. But let me tell you, shifting your focus to what you already have can be a game changer. It's like hitting the reset button on your entire outlook, making everything from everyday interactions to achieving big goals feel more fulfilling and less stressful. Here's the deal. Gratitude isn't just about saying, thank you, when someone holds the door open, though that's important too. It's about actively noticing and appreciating the good stuff in your life, no matter how small. It's about training your brain to see the silver linings even on those days when it feels like everything's going wrong. And trust me, this shift in perspective can have a ripple effect on every aspect of your life. So, what are some concrete ways to weave gratitude into your daily routine? Buckle up, because I'm about to spill the tea. First things first, start a gratitude journal. Seriously, just a few minutes each day jotting down three things you're grateful for, could be anything from a delicious cup of coffee to a supportive friend, can make a world of difference. You know that feeling when you finish a really good book and you're like, man, I wish this didn't have to end. That's what gratitude does for your life. It makes the journey more enjoyable even as things keep changing. Second, actively express your appreciation to others. Don't just assume they know how much you value them. Say it out loud. Tell a loved one how much their support means to you. Thank that barista who always remembers your order, or leave a genuine compliment for someone doing something awesome. A simple, thank you, can go a long way in brightening someone's day and strengthening your connections. Third, practice mindful appreciation throughout the day. Take a few seconds to savor those little moments. The warm sunshine on your skin, the laughter of a child, the smell of freshly baked bread. These seemingly insignificant details often hold the key to genuine happiness. When you start paying attention to these everyday wonders, life becomes more vibrant and fulfilling. Fourth, shift your focus from what you lack to what you already have. Instead of dwelling on things you want but don't possess, take a moment to appreciate what's already in your life, your health, your loved ones, your talents, your experiences. This shift in perspective can be incredibly powerful in reducing stress and cultivating contentment. Fifth, remember that gratitude is a muscle that needs flexing. Some days it might feel easier than others, but the key is to keep practicing. Just like any skill, the more you use it, the stronger it becomes. Think about a time when you felt truly grateful, maybe for a kind gesture from a stranger or a heartwarming conversation with a loved one. How did that feeling make you feel? Energized? Happy? Connected? That's the power of gratitude. It has this amazing ability to elevate your mood, boost your well-being, and even improve your relationships. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine walking into work on a Monday morning, feeling that familiar sense of dread. But then, you remember to take a few deep breaths, focus on the positive aspects of your job. Maybe it's the chance to learn new things or collaborate with amazing people. And suddenly, that Monday doesn't seem so bad after all. See what I mean? It's like magic. By practicing gratitude, you can literally transform your perspective and turn even the most challenging situations into opportunities for growth and learning. So, my friends, let's make a pact to cultivate more gratitude in our lives, one small act of appreciation at a time. Start with a simple, thank you, express your feelings to those who matter most, or simply take a moment each day to savor the good stuff. Remember, life is too short to not appreciate the incredible journey we're on. Keep shining bright, my awesome listeners, and I'll catch you in the next episode with more tips and tricks for unlocking your social confidence. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of gratitude. It's contagious. And if you have any thoughts or insights you want to share, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you guys.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.